It is Friday, August 21st, 7:42. Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me are two skaters from the Dead River Derby. It's Pepper Pillywinks and Phoenix. And ladies, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along. Always fun to talk to the skaters from the Dead River Derby. And Pepper, you're also a trainer for Dead River Derby. But I got to ask you, ladies, how's it been? Pepper, what's it like being with the Dead River Derby?
It's been just an amazing ride. This is our third bouting season. We started in 2012, early in 2012, and it took us just about a year to get to where we were bout ready. And it's just been a blast ever since then. It's I've never missed a game, and I hope to, knock on wood, I hope to not have to miss a game for quite some time.
And we're going to talk to Phoenix just a moment, though. But Pepper, before we do that, I'd like you to talk a little bit about Phoenix.
Sure. Yeah. Phoenix is on our Rolling Riptide team with me. And this is her first bouting season, and she has just soared. She's come so far, so fast. She's just got some great natural ability and great tenacity, and she just fights really hard all the time. As a trainer, she's just a pleasure to train. She does what you ask, and she does it with a smile on her face.
And she's just been recently recognized for all
that. Yeah, we had a mixer up north. The Keweenaw Roller Girls hosted a mixer, which is when players from all over get together, and they form two teams. So you get to play with a lot of people that you've never played with before, which is a lot of fun. You get to meet some new people from all over Wisconsin and Michigan, Illinois, and she was on our team, and she was voted by the other team as our MVP player, and that was her first MVP, so that was quite an award for her.
Phoenix, congratulations on that. That's got to be exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, it really was. I was pretty shocked.
How come?
I've never gotten MVP. It's my first bouting season. I feel like I was skating with some really, really great skaters. So for me to get it, I was just impressed. With myself.
She did great. She earned it.
It sounds like it to me. Mike Plourde in the studio. I'm talking to Pepper Pillywinks and Phoenix, who are skaters from the Dead River Derby. And this weekend you don't have a bout, but Pepper, next weekend is the last home bout. Tell us about that.
That's right. We have a doubleheader. The Rolling Riptide is playing against Floral City, which is out of Monroe, Michigan. And the Superior Sirens are playing against Bath City, which is out of Macomb County, Shelby Township. So both from downstate. It'll be two very exciting bouts. This year we've tried really hard to play teams that are ranked ahead of us, and I believe all of the teams that we've booked are ranked ahead of us. Our audience really wanted tougher competition this year, and frankly we wanted tougher competition. We train really hard, and we want to be able to learn more and show our skills off by playing tougher teams that are ranked ahead of us. And even though our record isn't as good this year, we're playing a lot harder teams. We're beating them by more, or they're beating us, but we're scoring more points than we're supposed to. Kind of like if you were in Vegas, where you have the over under. We're outscoring them. So we are moving up in the ranks, even though we're not necessarily beating all the teams that we're playing. So we're very proud of that. We're leaving everything on the track, and this is going to be probably our most exciting home bout yet.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like it's going to be pretty raucous. And Phoenix, there's a couple other things about the Dead River Derby that folks may not know. You're going to present a check next weekend also. Tell us about that.
We are. Every bout benefits a local charity. Our bout from last month benefited UPAWS, so we'll finish crunching the numbers, and we'll present them a check at halftime in between the two bouts at the game. And then for everybody who comes to next Saturday's bout, a portion of those proceeds will be going to a room at the inn. Every bout is helping out your community as well.
So when you go to the bout, you're gonna have a whole lot of fun, and you're gonna help out your community. And ladies, the Dead River Derby bouts are also for kids too. Kids just have a ball.
Oh yes, we have a bouncy house for the kids. and we do serve beer for the grown-ups. So it's the best of both worlds.
That's next weekend. No bout this weekend, but next weekend is when all the fun happens at Lakeview Arena. And Pepper, how can folks find out more?
They could go to deadriverderby.org. Thank you. and find out more. But we also have a page on Facebook. They can find out some information on that. The doors do open at 5 o'clock. The bout starts promptly at 6 o'clock. And the second one will start at 7:30.
Sounds great. It's Pepper Pillowinks and Phoenix, both skaters from the Denver River Derby. And if you missed any of these in this interview, you will have it posted at our website a little while later on at sunny.fm. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.